Well, I'm struggling to do this audioboo. It's to introduce the In Focus series on Audiobooth. And the reason I'm struggling is the subject is Tara Bush In Focus. And it's going to be a series on Audiobooth where we look at various contributors and look at their body of work and generally just get to know them a bit better so that people visiting the site can understand where people are coming from a bit more. The problem I'm having with Tara is that she is a very complex individual. She's fascinating, and I don't know why I love her as much as I do, whether it's because of her music or whether it's because of her love of analog synthesizers, something I share with her, or whether it's because she loves 10cc, which I've just realized from her YouTube profile. And Kate Bush, oh, fantastic. Well, yeah, look, you know, she's just very, very complex and very difficult to do justice in an audio boo that I haven't prepared any script for. So this blog will simply attempt to give you some more information about Tara, some links to Tara's web presence, and it will also concentrate on the recent remix she's done of Bat Flash's Daniel. A fantastic tune anyway, but given a really dark treatment by Tara whilst maintaining a lot of what was in the original, keeping the vocal really nice and crisp, and applying her usual magic to it. So that in itself, I'll link you to. It's available to download from the Bat for Lashes website. And I will also embed the videos that Maff Lewis, her husband and a filmmaker, has put together, which make up a 9-part documentary chronicling the making of the remix. And they are absolutely fantastic, absolutely superb, well worth watching. They give a unique insight behind the scenes of the creative process. They offer a technical insight into the tools that Tara uses and how she uses them. And it's just a superb documentary, highly recommended. What else is there to say? There's so many sides to Tara. As I say, there's the music side. There's her forthcoming album, Pilfisher Lane, which is coming out on Tummy Touch Records. In fact, the reason I came across Tara was because Tummy Touch Records is run by an old friend of mine who moved out of the UK a while ago to New York and runs his record label out there. And I just happened to see her name mentioned on his website. Checked her out a bit more and found analogsuicide.com, which is her gear blog, and it's all about analog synthesis, and it's absolutely fantastic. She does that with Math, I believe. They go visit NAMM and test kit. They play Vox Continentals, Moogs, Mellotrons. Tara plays about with modular synthesizers, real classic 70s stack systems. And plus, Tara's got a collection of Mooga Foogas and likes to have a lot of fun treating audio with those with great effect. She's covered The Cure's Let's Go to Bed in fine style on an album called Perfect as Cats, I believe it's called, a tribute to The Cure. Well worth getting. It's on iTunes. And is generally top quality. So, yeah, Tara, I salute you. Top person. And it's been a real pleasure coming across you and meeting you and enjoying your music now. So keep at it. It's a matter of time before Tara's huge. And good luck to her. I'll sign off now. I don't think I've made too many mistakes. I've said enough. I haven't said everything I wanted to say. There's so much I could say about Tara. Check out the Somewhere Over the Rainbow video on YouTube. That's a good place to start for creativity. A fantastic singing voice and a little twist, which I'll leave you to discover for yourself. Okay, I hope you enjoy looking through the rest of the blog, reading through Analog Suicide, and watching the documentary. Cheers. And I've got 12 seconds to say I'm so sorry to Tara, because I can't say her name properly simply because my first girlfriend was called Tara, and it's just, I know I get it wrong. My apologies.